Introduction. Throughout the Cold War and into the 1990s, United States, U.S. training and doctrine acknowledged that enemy seaborne usage to shape the battlefield was an imminent reality. Training at the Combined Arms Training Centers frequently involved reacting to chemical strikes within division and brigade support areas while maintaining operational reach in large-scale ground combat. Infantry and armor formations pushed the limit of their capabilities against robust seaborne strikes within decisive action. Over the past 15 years of conflict in the Middle East, United States defense policy reflected a reduction in concern for seaborne use by contemporary threats. With operational and strategic emphasis on counterinsurgency operations in the Middle East, this belief was affirmed by the asymmetric threat's lack of technical capability to effectively manufacture and deliver seaborne, short of already produced agents and hazardous materials. The result was an aggregate regression of seaborne training and readiness across United States Army formations. Today, peer threats recognize the United States forces' reduced capability to operate in a seaborne environment. With an integrated air defense capability as well as superiority in fires, adversaries might leverage multiple complex mission variables, such as seaborne, to deny key terrain, isolate friendly forces, and induce battlefield complexity, creating conditions for regional overmatch. In 2015, Russia realigned its seaborne forces with a seaborne brigade structured to support every combined arms and tank army. During annual training exercises, the Russian Army trains extensively in seaborne conditions. Much like the Soviet Army of the past, they see seaborne as a condition on the battlefield that, when employed on constrictive, canalizing terrain, is exploitable and provides conditions for force overmatch. North Korea also maintains a robust seaborne program that threatens the Republic of Korea and surrounding countries, focusing their recent efforts on theater and intercontinental ballistic missiles that plausibly could strike the United States mainland. Iran remains a destabilizing regional adversary in the Middle East, with nuclear ambitions and a government adversarial to United States interests. China maintains a covert seaborne program that continues to grow and may be used in future conflicts. Each of these seaborne-capable near-peer threats represents a challenge to the United States Army's readiness across the range of military operations. It is highly anticipated that these threats will use multiple approaches and in different phases to leverage seaborne to their advantage. The Chemical Corps exists to provide the freedom of action for Army units operating in seaborne environments. The United States Army's seaborne force is an agile, adaptive team that provides critical capability to enable the Army to fight and win in a complex seaborne environment. This manual describes how to employ seaborne capabilities to enable freedom of action within United States Army formations, and how seaborne staffs can provide expertise to maximize survivability in order to prevail in large-scale combat operations and exploit enemy use of seaborne. To understand FM3-11, the reader must first understand the doctrinal fundamentals contained in ADPs 1-02, 30, 3-90, 50, and 60. And FMs 30 and 3-90-1. The reader should know the activities described in FM 30 in order to understand how seaborne operations support the elements of decisive action and their subordinate tactical enabling and sustaining tasks. FM 3-11 is meant to be the seaborne companion publication to FM 30. FM 3-11 serves as a foundation of knowledge and provides the professional language that guides how seaborne soldiers perform tasks related to the Army's role, the employment of land power to support joint operations. This revision is based on the new focus of the Army toward large-scale combat operations. It represents a significant change from the previous version. The most significant changes to FM 3-11 establishes and describes the seaborne core functions of assess, protect, and mitigate, and discontinues use of the 8 military mission areas. Provides basic structure for seaborne's role in the Army's operational concept of unified land operations. Describes the organization's capabilities and training of seaborne operations supporting the tasks of decisive action. Provides an understanding of how seaborne forces directly support maneuver forces in large-scale combat operations. Emphasizes the importance of preparation and training for large-scale combat operations in seaborne environments. The following is a brief introduction and summary of the chapters. Chapter 1 provides a framework for the core concepts of the FM and the seaborne core. It discusses core functions, operational framework, and the operational environment, OE. Chapter 2 provides an understanding of the organization's capabilities and training of seaborne operations. It is broken into two sections, seaborne organizations and capabilities and training. Chapter 3 is the central idea of the publication. In this chapter, the user can gain an understanding of the contributions of seaborne forces, and their core functions are tied directly to supporting decisive action tasks of offense, defense, and stability. It illustrates examples of how seaborne forces provide support to maneuver in and/or anticipated seaborne environments to maximize the effectiveness of combined arms operations and achieve freedom of action. Seaborne challenges in an OE include both peer threats and other considerations that may occur throughout the Army's strategic roles. The Army conducts unified land operations to support the joint force. Seaborne units and staff support unified land operations by conducting seaborne operations during decisive action, guided by mission command. The Chemical Corps provides tailorable, scalable, and adaptive seaborne reconnaissance, hazard mitigation, and expertise in support of decisive action to ensure freedom of action and survivability at home and abroad. Seaborne forces are task-organized at echelon, with leaders and soldiers with the right tools and skills to support Army maneuver, counter and exploit the use of WMD, and provide layered and integrated protection from hazards. This is executed through the Seaborne core functions, assess, protect, mitigate, and integrating activity of hazard awareness and understanding to enable protection and preserve the force's combat power to cope with seaborne hazards in the OE.